Chapter 2. Decoding the Matrix. Spotting and Sabotaging. The Invisible Cages. The Man Who Broke Free. Meet Marcus. Marcus Evans had everything society claimed would fulfill him. Senior partner at a prestigious law firm, Harvard pedigree, and a seven-figure income that bought the Manhattan penthouse and the custom M5 in his reserved parking space. But each night, he'd sit paralyzed in that luxury car, unable to go home, unable to breathe. Not because he was weak, because he was dying. The moment that shattered his illusion came without warning. His daughter's ballet recital. He'd promised to be there. Then, the Stevens acquisition needs emergency restructuring. Everyone stays. Marcus nodded obediently. Another text to his wife. Tell Emma I'm sorry. Her response cut through his soul. She stopped asking if you'd come weeks ago. That night, alone in the empty garage at 2:17 a.m., something primitive broke loose inside him. The sobs weren't from sadness. They were the violent death rattle of a man realizing he'd sold his life for currency that couldn't buy it back. The next morning, he placed his resignation letter on the managing partner's desk before anyone arrived. No 2 weeks' notice. No explanations. No backwards glance. 2 years later, I found him installing irrigation at my property. Sun-weathered skin, dirt-stained hands, a quiet confidence I'd never seen in corporate executives. You walked away from millions, I observed, watching his daughter work confidently beside him, her hands mirroring his movements with practiced precision. Most would call that insanity. Marcus straightened, and I saw something in his eyes I'd never encountered in any boardroom. Absolute, unshakable power. I was the wealthiest prisoner in a maximum security system designed to look like success, he said, his voice steady. Now I make a third of what I did, but I own every minute of my existence. My daughter knows her father, and the only authority I answer to is the man in the mirror. That night I realized. Marcus hadn't downgraded his life. He was the only truly sovereign man I'd ever met. That's the Matrix. It's not robots or sci-fi. It's the invisible stories that keep you chasing approval, security, and hollow status. This chapter isn't about hacking the system. It's about burning the script they've been feeding you since birth. The day I realized financial security was a lie. My father worked at a steel mill for 40 years. He wore the same brown jacket, packed the same ham sandwich, and clocked in at 6 a.m. like a metronome. When the mill closed, they handed him a gold watch and a pink slip. He died 6 months later, not from illness, but from the shock of irrelevance. They sold him the same lie they're selling you. Work hard. Save. Retire. Then you'll be free. Bullshit. Steve Jobs dropped out of college and slept on friends' floors while studying calligraphy. Those classes, they later inspired Apple's iconic fonts. He didn't chase security. He chased leverage. Your move. Audit your life. How much of your income feeds obligations, mortgages, car loans, subscriptions? Start a side hustle this month, even if it's $100 a week. One reader resold thrift store jackets on eBay. In a year, he quit his HR job. Now he surfs Bali at noon. Debt is the Matrix's favorite handcuff. Cut it, or it'll cut you. The art of offending people, and why it's your superpower. In 2018, Elon Musk called a cave rescuer a pedo guy on Twitter. The media crucified him. Investors panicked. Tesla's stock plunged. Know what Musk did? Nothing. No apology tour. No PR spin. 6 months later, Tesla's stock doubled. Why? Because Sigmas care more about their mission than their reputation. Here's the truth. Approval is a drug for betas. The moment you stop begging for it, you'll feel chains snap. Try this. Next time someone says, you're too quiet slash weird slash intense, reply. Good. A woman once told me I was emotionally unavailable. I said, no, I'm selectively available. She's now married to a nice guy who texts me at 2 a.m. asking how I did it. Why Schools Are Brainwashing Factories, and How to Hack Them. David Freiberg dropped out of Harvard to found the Climate Corporation. He sold it for $1 billion. When I asked him about his education, he laughed. Schools don't teach you to think. They teach you to obey. The best lessons happen when you're pissing off professors. Your homework. Spend 10 hours this month learning something useless to your career. Study locksmithing. Plant a gorilla garden in a vacant lot. Learn to code a video game about nihilistic hedgehogs. Why? The Matrix can't control what it doesn't understand. Read that again. The Silent Revolt. How to outlogic the Matrix without raising your voice. Let me tell you about Jake, a guy who turned office hell into a masterclass on revenge. Jake's boss was a textbook narcissist. At team meetings, he'd rip Jake's ideas apart, then present them as his own the next day. When Jake confronted him, the boss gaslit him. "You're misremembering. I've always said we need blockchain integration." Colleagues whispered, "Just quit, man." But Jake had a mortgage, a newborn, and a simmering rage he channeled into something colder. Strategy. Here's exactly what he did. He became a librarian of lies. Every stolen idea, every gaslit conversation, Jake documented it. Emails, Slack logs, even recorded Zoom calls, legal in his state. He didn't just save them. He organized them into a folder called Insurance. He turned invisibility into a weapon. Jake stopped sharing ideas in meetings. When the boss demanded solutions, he'd shrug, still brainstorming. Meanwhile, he'd accidentally leave complex flowcharts on his desk. The boss, desperate to look smart, would snatch them and present them half-baked. He let the boss hang himself. When investors flew in to discuss the boss's genius blockchain plan, Jake stayed silent. The boss rambled about synergy and scalability, but couldn't explain basic code. Investors asked Jake to clarify. He paused, then said softly, "I'm not authorized to answer." The room froze. The deal died. The boss was fired. Jake got promoted. The lesson here isn't be petty. It's this. The Matrix, offices, governments, social hierarchies, thrives on emotional reactions. Scream, cry, or quit, and it wins. But when you respond with icy, calculated logic, the system short-circuits. The red pill algorithm. How to reprogram your brain in 3 acts. This isn't self-help. It's a mind jailbreak. What's next? In Chapter 3, you'll learn how to build a mind fortress against fear, guilt, and manipulation. Why Sigmas embrace loneliness and turn it into rocket fuel. The Iceberg Protocol. Bury emotions so deep, no one can weaponize them. One reader used these tactics to survive a divorce, a layoff, and a lawsuit, while his enemies crumbled. This isn't a chapter. It's a mirror. Look into it. See the cages. Then pick up a hammer. You weren't born to obey. You were born to burn.